Good morning. Let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we love you so much. And Father, you gave your Son Jesus to us. In fact, you give us so much. You are a God who gives, and we are so thankful to you. And Lord, we worship you, and our hearts do indeed desire you. We desire, Lord, to please you, to know you more. And Lord, we just acknowledge that that you are so great and you are so good. We just are so thankful to be your children and part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you want to start by saying, please forgive me, I'm a little croaky. Oh, thank you, Terry. Not a frog. So I'm a part of the elders group in the church here, and I get to spend some time with people who are really committed to the Lord and passionate about praying for our church and our community. And you know, one of the things we noticed a while ago was that our church giving so far this year was below what we had budgeted for together. And our expenses are within budget. We still need to look about how to balance the books carefully. And so Pastor Russell asked if I would preach about giving. And you know, this is something I'm really glad to do, because as a church, generosity is one of our great strengths. For many years, as I've been part of our church, one of the things we have excelled in is generosity. And in fact, even before I start, I just wanted to give thanks to God that our church giving has actually increased last month. And, you know, God provides all of our needs, and we just fully trust in him. In fact, generosity is such a wonderful characteristic to have. It's a reflection of God's character, isn't it? God so loved that he gave. And it's like the little story with my teddies. I'm sure that you have read the scripture where Jesus saw the widow giving her two little copper coins and pointed it out to his disciples. You know, she gave all that she had because she loved and trusted. And it's a reflection of God's character. He gave us life. He gave us new birth in Christ. He poured out gifts through his Holy Spirit. In fact, when I was looking at what God has given us, I looked in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, and Paul is writing to the Corinthians, who'd been having a bit of a debate about which of their leaders they liked the best. And he said to them, "All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God." So if you belong to Christ, all things are yours. I mean, to me that sounds like a crazy, extravagant list. Our church leaders are ours. The world is ours. Life, death, the present, the future, all ours. The only thing that is left out of the list actually is the past. And we actually left our past at the foot of the cross, or perhaps in the bottom of the baptismal tank when we were baptized. That's the one thing we no longer have. We don't have the past, but everything else is ours. We have salvation, forgiveness of sins, regeneration, a certain and sure hope. Unlimited access to the presence of our Heavenly Father. We have mercy and grace and so much more. We have healing of our bodies. And I'm so thankful for the prayers of people who've prayed for me and many others. And we've had some amazing testimonies of healing. We have blessings in our families. You know, I'm sure that if we went around, given the opportunity, each one of us would have testimonies of God's answers to our prayers, his faithfulness in our lives. Our God is a God who gives, and as his people, we also give. And, you know, as part of this church, you know, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to give to others, not simply to the church, but, you know, when you're part of a body of people that loves one another, sometimes you know when others are in need, and you can bless and help them. And sometimes they know when you're in need, and they can bless and help you. Now, pretty much I'm talking about money, but, you know, we've all given and received care in time of need, comfort when we're in distress, hospitality, friendship. These are things we all give and receive. And many among us give ourselves to prayer. You know, we pray for those in need. We see amazing answers to prayer week by week. There are some among us who have given their lives sacrificially to serve others on the mission field. Now, we've got a team on a short-term mission at the moment, and we're praying that God's blessing and protection will be with them. Simon and Judy and their family have just gone with their family to serve long-term in Cambodia. And Faye Hohaya, currently serving the Lord in Asia. And others, of course, serve the Lord with their lives as pastors or leaders in our own city, in our own nation, in our own church. And all of us, of course, as we come together on Sunday, we give our praise and our worship to our Lord, who is worthy of all praise. And, you know, we don't just come when things are going well. We come when challenges or trials or distresses happen in our lives. We still choose to honour the Lord. We still choose to come together to bring our sacrifice of praise to our faithful Lord. And, you know, as we give our lives to the Lord, what we do with our money is, of course, part of our worship. Now, Terry and I give through automatic payment, which is really convenient, but to be honest, you know, coming and actually bringing your gift to the Lord as part of worship is really meaningful. And of course, you know that worship isn't just singing songs, but it's bringing our hearts in that attitude of thankfulness and humility before the Lord. And of course, we don't have to come to church to do that. Hopefully, we do that every day. But there's something special when we come together as a community of believers to worship together. I think that the Lord builds us up in our faith. We're able to encourage one another and bless one another as we minister to him and to each other. Oh, Jesus had lots to say about money, didn't he? One scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, he said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You know, it's pretty easy to say in our hearts, well, you know, I tithe from my income to the church, so I've fulfilled my responsibility to give. And, you know, in case we feel a little bit self-righteous because of our giving, you know, Jesus spoke to the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew 23. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. It's these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others." So a tithe means 10%. So the Pharisees were giving away 10% even of the herbs they grew in their gardens, but God was not impressed. You know, tithing was part of the Old Testament, you know, giving the 10%. So I'll read one of the scriptures so you'll see what it says. The one that's generally the classic teaching on giving in the church is from Malachi chapter 3. And Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, this is what it says. "Will anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how are we robbing you? In your tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and thus put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. So the Lord actually invites us to put him to the test in the act of giving. And you know, this is the only area where we are invited or even encouraged to do this, to actually test. You know, it's easy to put something because you can easily count money, can't you? You know, it's easy to put it to the test, to see whether God's word is true in the area of giving, specifically tithes and offerings. And of course, there were a bunch of different tithes and suggested offerings in the Old Testament law that Malachi's talking about. But if you're thinking, well, hang on a minute, we're not under the law. That's right. We're not under the law, are we? We're under grace. I mean, the promise of God still stands. So what we need to do, since we're under grace and not law, we need to find out what God wants us to give and when he wants us to give it. Well, how do we do that? The best way, of course, is to ask him. You know, Lord, I have some income. I want to honour you and receive some of the blessings that you promise. What would you like me to give today? Now, when you think you have got an answer from the Lord, check again. Lord, I think you said I should give this amount. Is this right? Am I hearing correctly from you? You know, this is something that as Christians in the area of giving, it's a really easy area to learn how to hear the voice of the Lord for us and to pursue our relationship with the Lord as we give. You know, on one occasion, I was coming to church and I normally park across in Cross Street. And as we were walking along to the church, I picked up a $20 note from the footpath. Sweet. And I felt that the Lord wanted me to give it to someone at church that day. So I said to the Lord, okay, please show me who I should give this to. And a person's name came to mind, but I wasn't sure. So I asked again, Lord, do you want me to give this to that person? No one else's name came to mind. And then the person walked in my direction. And so when I gave it to him, he said that he'd needed to buy bread and milk on the way home from church, and now he could. You know, as we ask the Lord, we can learn about hearing his voice. On another occasion, Terry and I were struggling financially, and there was an anonymous card in our letterbox with a generous gift of cash. Someone else had heard from the Lord, and we received a blessing. You know, this brings our giving to the Lord as a key part of our relationship with him. As we hear from him, as we obey his voice, as we seek to honour him, this pleases him. Because we're not under the Old Testament law, we're under the law of love and the law of faith. And so as we love one another and we exercise our faith in the Lord, we can be very generous. We give out of our love for God and out of our love for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we give in faith, knowing that as we give to the Lord, he sees our heart. He continues to pour out his blessings on us. We give joyfully and with thankfulness, because we know that everything we have, even our very lives, ultimately comes from God. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm in debt. I don't really know if I should give. Well, probably you should, but, you know, that's making rules. And rules make for reluctant givers, not joyful givers. If you're struggling with debt, there are some great budget advice services, and perhaps you can talk to someone in the office about that. But whatever your financial situation is, talk to the Lord about it. He is not demanding. He is not harsh. He is interested in your heart. You know, one of the joyful things about giving is that as we give to a ministry, we are partnering with others in the ministry, and we actually receive a spiritual reward from that. I had a relative who partnered with a friend who was an overseas missionary. Now, my relative had a well-paid profession and a large family. However, they lived in a reasonably modest home and fairly simply, and he had committed to support his friend as a missionary financially, and for a while, I believe he gave up to half of his income. And you know, I'm sure he will receive equal reward from the Lord as his missionary friend, because they partnered together to win people to Jesus in this way. In our relationship with the Lord, we don't give because we have to. Okay, we're not under the law. Giving does not make us right with God. Faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior makes us right with God. We get to give as a result of our relationship. We can enjoy passing on the blessings we've received to those around us. Did you know that giving is an investment? I'm talking about the long-term view. It's an investment into eternal riches. In Luke 12:33, Jesus said, "Sell your possessions and give to those in need. Make for yourselves wallets that don't wear out, a treasure in heaven that never runs out. No thief comes near there, no moth destroys." All of us can give to the Lord, but some have a special gift from the Holy Spirit in the area of giving. Now, cross in Romans chapter 12, Romans 12. And verses 6 to 8, there's a list here of spiritual gifts. And it says, "We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate and cheerfulness." So, I guess this indicates that there are some among us that have a special grace for giving, even more than normal. And they're able to trust the Lord totally for their needs and to give generously to whatever need the Lord lays on their hearts, and this fills them with great joy. Perhaps we could ask the Lord for more grace in the area of giving, if that's a struggle for us. Perhaps we can ask the Lord to help us to trust him more, if lack of trust is a struggle for us. Did you know that when churches are generous in giving, that's also a testimony to the world? In Acts chapter 2, verse 45, it tells about the early church when it first started. What it says is, they sold property, this is individuals in the church, and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. You know, just imagine a church, our church, where people no longer struggle with financial needs because of the extraordinary generosity between us all. So, you know, I invite you to give to your church, to share with your fellow believers, to be generous to those who are in need. And if it was a set formula, such as a tithe, that would be easy, because then we could just say, yeah, I'm okay, I've given all that I was required to. But to truly give, you know, we need to hold all that we have lightly, as if it were on loan to us from God, and that we could pass it on at any time, as the Lord suggests. We give to God because we love him with all of our hearts. We give because we trust him. We're not fearful that he will abandon us to poverty and need. We know God is good. We give to obey the Lord generously and with a cheerful heart. We don't give to make ourselves right with God, but because Jesus has made us right with God, we are so thankful, and we give to honor him as we bring our worship to him. So I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you are withholding from God? He hasn't withheld anything from you, but has freely given you all things. I invite you to ask the Lord privately in your heart if there is anything that you can give to him. You know, maybe you haven't fully surrendered your life to the Lord. If not, now is the moment to say to the Lord, I give you all of my life, holding nothing back. Lord, even the parts that I clutch to myself, reluctant to let go, I invite you to work in my life to make me willing to yield fully to you, even my hopes and dreams. You know, sometimes I picture like a child's blankie or favourite toy that they're reluctant to let go of, but, you know, when they finally yield it to mum, in due course, the child gets it back and clean, mended, smelling fresh, feeling good. The Lord doesn't want to take away anything from you that he doesn't plan to replace with something so much better. Do you trust him today? So, you know, if you are making a commitment to the Lord today, perhaps for the first time, or renewing your commitment to the Lord after turning away, you know, just please come down to the front after the service and speak to one of the prayer team so we can pray for you and help in this new step. Let's pray together. Lord, we don't want to hold back from you. You didn't hold back from us. And so, Lord, I invite you to speak to each one of us. Give us ears to hear your voice. And be very sensitive, Lord, to what you are saying to us. Lord, help us to trust you even in areas where it's really hard. Guide us, and Lord, fill us with your blessings so that we can be amazingly generous to those around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Diane.